This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's what you get when you drop something in the middle. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, being involved, being engaged, that's what you need to be. You need to be engaged. Right? Really that simple for me, anyway. You just need to be engaged. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you've spent, you know, I won't say dealing with the show because I don't mean it that way. You know what I mean. But some of you old-timers, they want to call it old-timers. Again, I get, you know, thanks for the emails. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. And I mean that sincerely. Because there's... Well, that was painful. Anyway, there's so much going on. And you got, you know, Pete Santilli was on last hour. He's one of the guys that you should be listening to. You should be giving him some of the time. Because there is so much going on. It's hard to keep up with it all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Gerard Lemire is going to join us after the break. And the reason I love having him on is because, again, he is not doing, what do you want to say here, the polling type of things. That's not what he does. What he does do is he does modeling. And modeling is so much different. Right? Doesn't work the same way. So what I say to you is the way you get real information is whether you're tuning into my show or somebody else, make sure they have people on that can actually give you real information about what's happening. All right? I mean, are we together on this one? I want to make sure that you're not being bullpuckied, for lack of a better term. God bless America. That you're not being bullpuckied, right, by mainstream media, or even your tweets. My God, the information that you guys send me, you know, some of you are on my personal messenger on Facebook, and I'm okay with that. I mean, we're good. As long as you don't make me crazy, we're fine. But you guys that are on that with me, what you don't seem to understand is you can't just send me all this crazy stuff you see from Twitter. Because it's not all true. And just because you saw it doesn't mean it's true either. You know, somebody sent me messages now telling me that we're now, I guess we're being blocked on Facebook to a degree. I don't know. Whatever works. Anyhow, the big deal is I don't really care about this stuff. I do that for you people. If it was up to me, I'd jump off of Facebook in a heartbeat. I keep my personal pages for pictures of the kids and so forth. The rest of it, no, not going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, I guess we'll be talking about this for a while. I mean, some of my hardcore Trump friends, They're not happy with the president's, I don't know, what do you want to call it? His, what he did the other night. His performance. I don't want to call it performance. It's demeaning of it. And some feel that, you know, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Some of my friends are concerned that really what's going to happen is that people are going to take what he's doing, what he said, out of context. Right? They're going to love to play with some of the words that he said. And that, so be it. We are used to people ripping him up. We are used to people not telling the truth about him, are we not? I mean, heck, there's been a lot of us. Come on, there's a lot of us that have been part of that, if you would, that have been exposed to that or had that happen to them. And you just learn how to deal with it. You really do. You have to learn how to have the skin to be able to deal with these kind of things. Look, nobody's going to like you all the time. I tell some of my political friends. They're running around trying to get the people really, they need to like me. I need to know that they like me. No, you don't. Matter of fact, if everybody likes you too much, that's a problem. That means you're not taking stances on issues that, you know, are problematic for these people. Yes, I said these people. Get over yourself. So, again, stand up. Take a stand. Do the right thing. I'm not going to go down this road tonight because I love usually beating on people that, you know, again, my Facebook warriors, God bless you. I get it. I get why you do it. But what are you doing outside of Facebook? Are you sure you're making a difference? Have you really, you know, Charlie Kirk said it, and it's so true. You will not turn anybody on Facebook that's a diehard Democrat or a communist or socialist. It's not going to happen. They're really not interested in what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, if you're in Northern California, you can catch us on a new network, or a fairly new network, called AUN. Multiple stations in San Francisco, San Rafael, San Jose, Santa Rosa. I always want to say it that way, Santa. All kinds of places, including Sacramento. And if you're in Napa, try to relax, and don't turn on my show, because you will not relax listening to my show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. We'll be back in a few minutes. Dr. Gerard Lomero will join us right after the break. I promise you, don't go far. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
FitSeason Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FitSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy.
Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Well, that's happy music. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, be involved in the conversation. And the way you do that is you tune in, you listen. Maybe it's not this show for you. Maybe I don't do it for you. And listen, I won't lose any sleep over it as long as you're getting information from someone somewhere. Maybe not CNN. But you know what I'm saying. You really do need to be informed. Some of you are spewing stuff that you saw on Twitter, or you saw somewhere else, you think it's gospel truth. It's not. So don't just throw it out there. Seriously. Let's not be them. How's that for terminologies? All right? Let's do it right the first time and make sure that we're not having to fix ourselves afterward. Here's a guy that uses enough to fix himself. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with us. And Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a fantastic
great show that's loved by many, many people.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know, I think my wife's part of that group, but I'm not quite sure.
I bet you she's a fan, too.
I saw your post, and again, it's what caused me to give you a holler, right? Who lost the presidential debate and who won it? And, you know, Chris Wallace, I don't know if you caught the interview with Chris Wallace today where he came out.
I did.
And you did? And the first thing he did was blame the president. It was all Trump's fault. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he didn't take any blame. He was the moderator. And let's face it, he wasn't fair. He used the language of the left, which biased the questions immediately.
Yep.
He cut into Trump much more than into Biden. Because he was really trying to help Biden. He gave him softball questions. He didn't follow up. He didn't, you know, push answers when he didn't get the answers. But like Trump's taxes, he kept saying, how much taxes did you pay? How much taxes did you pay? You know, so he followed up on Trump questions, but not on Biden questions. This was a very biased moderator. I think it really made the debate a disaster. I also think that the format of the debate was also pretty poor. The idea of they give you some big, complicated question, you can talk for 2 minutes, the other guy talks for 2 minutes, and then when the other guy lies and fudges things, you can't return and confront them with inaccurate information. This is
they didn't want them called out.
Give and take.
Right, they didn't want them called out.
Back and forth.
Yeah. And they knew that Trump would do it.
And did you notice, too, Chris Wallace, anytime Trump was in an answer, he'd say, well, that's all the time we have for this. We've got to go on to another topic. And they never finish the first topic or the second topic. They just keep going on to the next topic.
Yeah, and again, I agree with you. I saw him covering for Joe, and again, him giggling along with Joe. This was just 2-on-1. I've been in those situations. I know what it's like, and I know what it feels like. But again, can you imagine if this was the other way around? Let's just say it was Sean Hannity was the moderator, and it was Obama and Romney, and Obama and Sean Hannity treated Obama the same way that Wallace treated Trump. It just
they would have called him a racist.
Oh, all kinds of wonderful names.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, I had one little exchange I like to use as an example.
Go.
Biden says about Trump, I can't keep track of all of his ranting. And Wallace starts laughing and says, I'm having trouble myself. Like it's a joke.
Yeah.
Now, which side of the road is he on when he agrees with Biden? Ridiculous.
No. And they nailed Biden. Somebody did a great job of putting together 33 lies that Biden told the night of this. And it's true. I don't, you know, somebody somewhere... And it would have just probably blew up. Should have been calling him out on a regular basis. And that Wallace did it to Trump, but he would never do it to Biden. But listen, you're the one that's doing the modeling, which is totally different. I mean, you don't think this is going to... People aren't going to buy this. They're going to look at what Wallace did, and even the ones that are the moderates for the Democrats are going to look at this and think this is not good. Right?
Well, you know what? I don't believe most of the polls. Most of them are wrong. But I'll tell you this. After this debate, the polls have moved for Trump. The people who are listening gave this debate to Trump, not to Biden.
I've seen that everywhere. Even the Telemundo. They did a recent poll after.
Right.
60% of the Latino group felt that Trump won the debate. I mean, this has got to shiver them.
Part of that, too, though, is that those people already have shifted to Trump, and they saw it that way. In other words, the people who are letting us know, you know, the Americans who voice their opinions other than to pollsters are telling us, you know, I think Biden's, you know, bad for this reason and that reason. They've already decided that the media, for example, is biased against Trump. So when they see a debate like this, they just see it reinforced. Trump is the good guy. Biden is not the good guy. And the media is the bad guy for sure.
Yeah, the question's been asked for me all day long. I've been getting emails and texts saying, do you think that Trump hurt himself in the debate? I said, no. I think those that are already sold out to him may feel that he missed some opportunities, but it didn't turn them off to him. But I don't know about the moderates yet. I haven't heard enough. You don't think this hurt him at all?
Well, first of all, there are almost no moderates. Okay, they're either leftists, progressives, radicals, Marxists, communists, socialists, who want Biden to win. And there are conservatives, and there are people who like Trump, populists and conservatives. And there's no question that there's very few people that are really truly undecided. But those undecideds are breaking for Trump, and I think this helped. Because people who are truly objective can see the bias in Chris Wallace.
Oh, hey,
listen. If you can't see the bias, you're not objective.
You're in a coma. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
Well, not only that, if you can't see everything else. I mean, if you can see the background burning in the news show, and they say these are peaceful protests, you're blind, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is so obvious, the bias that people are confronted with every day on the news, and in that particular debate, same thing. It is so obvious to the average American voter, the likely voters, the ones who are going to really vote.
Right.
I think what happened is, I think Biden turned off a lot of people on the radical left. He disowned Green New Deal, even though it's on his website. He says he's following the Green New Deal framework, but he's saying it's not the Green New Deal. All the things he's going to do, the 500,000 charging stations, wherever we're going to build those,
yep.
You know, re-outfitting everybody's house, every building in the country to make it carbon neutral. Are you kidding? I mean, that is the Green New Deal. It's stupid. It's stupidity. And I think a lot of the people on the left are mad at Biden for hiding what he's going to do.
Oh, I listen.
They're worried he won't do it.
Yep. Well, the ones on the left are. Okay, we've got more to talk about. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host, Dr. Gerard Lomero, is with me. And you know how good this is going to be, so don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. All right, I'm going to leave you to talk to yourself for a minute. I'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fast-growing glass fire in California has burned more than 56,000 acres in Napa and Sonoma counties, forcing the evacuation of at least 68,000 people. Wind activity picked up throughout the afternoon. CAL FIRE crews have seen an increase in fire activity throughout many portions of the incident. With wind switching and now coming from the north, the greatest area of concern in Sonoma County is near the Chione-Annandale State Park. Fire crews are closely watching the fire in that area to keep it from spreading into Kenwood and Glen Ellen. New evacuation orders were issued for Napa County. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed higher on Thursday. The Dow was up by 35 points, settling at 27,817. The Nasdaq was higher by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 up by nearly 18. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really appreciate the time you're spending with us. I mean, get involved, get engaged. Part of the way you do that is you listen to shows like mine or find yourself a favorite commentator, if I'm not it. But make sure you get real information and you're not just acting on what you get from a Twitter feed or what have you. Because I hate that. It makes you sound ignorant. And it doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help any of us out. But let me bring on a guy. I tell you what, I have a lot of respect for him. The information he gives us, you know, he does a lot of work in looking for it. He does a lot of work in you know, working it through and what have you. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, as he does from time to time. Doctor, I do appreciate your time with me very much.
Oh, I love being on. I love talking to you. I look forward to it. And by the way, you were mentioning about people getting information. They can go to my website, Great News for America, that's F-O-R, spelled out, greatnewsforamerica.com. And I have usually a weekly article. This week I wrote 2 articles, before the debate and after the debate. And they can read those articles for free. And if they hit the contact button, I'll put it, and let me know if they want it, I'll put them on my newsletter, and they get a free newsletter. And happy to do it. And I don't sell your name and address or anything like that. I just give out my free newsletter, or you can read all the pages on my website. I have 200 pages on my website. Wow. Over 200. Yeah, amazing.
Well, but wait a minute. Let's go a little further with this, okay? You people, you want to get informed. I'm going to use a swear word. You need to read. And what you need to read are the books that Dr. Romero has on his website as well. His latest book, you know, Real World Socialism. This is a book you have to pick up because you're seeing what's playing out right now, and you'll understand. Again, I understand that some people just they don't do this every day like we do it. But I really am amazed at how many people have written me to say, I don't understand what's going on. How can this happen? I have a personal opinion. I think we've dumbed down education to the point where kids don't really know what socialism is. They don't know what communism is. Totally screwed things up. What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, and the reason I wrote this book is because a year and a half ago, I anticipated from my trend studies that the number one issue in this campaign, this election for president, would be socialism. The Democratic Party and the Democratic ticket wants socialism. That's what they've adopted. They've adopted the full leftist, socialist, communist agenda. And BLM, Antifa, they're outright Marxist groups that are trying to change this country from a constitutional republic that supports individual freedom to a socialist communist state. That's what they want. And when you have totalitarian forced government on people, where you force everybody to wear a mask and do everything, all that is a dress rehearsal for if they take over this country.
You know, I look at this stuff and I listen to people talk, and again, our own Congress people, they don't know the Constitution. When they talk about some of the things that they want to, I mean, look at, you had the Democrats running around screaming that nominating the new justice was against the Constitution, that she would be illegitimate. I'm going, what Constitution are you reading? The Iraqi Constitution from 1692? I mean, what are you reading? They're ignorant as heck.
Let me give you, audience, and you some data. There have been, in the lifetime of this country, 244 years, there have been 29 presidential election years when the president was confronted with a vacancy in the Supreme Court. 29 times. That's a lot. Okay? Well, out of those 29, 19 times the president was of the same party as the Senate. 19 times. 10 times they were of opposite parties. Guess what? Out of the 19 times you had one party president, one party Senate, the same, out of 19, 17 were nominated. Out of the 10 when they were of different parties, only one got nominated. This is absolutely normal behavior. Mm-hmm. The president gets to pick somebody and his party endorses and confirms the person. There's nothing unconstitutional. It's happened all these other times.
Well, they're really believing that they're going to pick up this seat. They're really believing they're going to get the presidency back. They're going to get the Senate back. And so either they
have a grand scheme. You know what their fundamental problem is?
What?
Do you know what their fundamental problem is? They read the polls and they believe them.
Well, listen,
I'm serious.
Don't
they
dissuade
read
them.
They think he's going to win.
Oh, God. All right, so what are you showing? And tell me why. Well, first of all, let's just do this, because I'm having a hard time convincing some of my friends. Why should we disbelieve the polls? Give me some basic foundational reasons to poke holes in them.
Well, first of all, they have a terrible track record. That's the most important reason of all. They were off by Brexit. They called it the opposite way. They were off by Hillary by huge amounts, and they're off again. What are they doing wrong? Well, for one thing, polls call about 1,000 to 1,500 people, and they superimpose the results. They don't give you the actual results of the poll. They take it and fit it onto like a crossword puzzle, which is a model. You know, so many people are XYZ. So many people fit this pattern. So many people fit that pattern. And they take, you know, and they have like, you know, one particular group. You know, maybe it's gay women who play bridge. Whatever their model is, you know, and there are all sorts of models. And they superimpose those numbers on those models. But, you know, they've got 2.5 people over here, so they round that off to 3. They got 1.5 over here, they round that off to 2. Because they don't have a perfect poll when they call people. They just pick people randomly and have to fit it into their model. They have been using an old model since about 2008. And guess what? The country has changed. I'll give you one example. Okay. In 2008, Arizona Senator John McCain, who ran for president then against Barack Obama,
right,
got 4% of the black vote. Okay? 4%, 96% went for Barack Obama. Okay, in 2016, Hillary Clinton only got 89% of the black vote because Trump got 8%, which was double McCain's, and some of them just stayed home. Okay, so Hillary lost some black votes, and Trump picked up some over what they normally vote. Normally, in the olden days, it was almost 100% blacks voted Democrats. Well, you've got to change your model. You can't use the 2008 model. It doesn't work anymore. It's a different electorate. The electorate has shifted. It's changed. Union Republican people vote differently than they used to. They always used to vote Democrat no matter what. They were loyal to the end. But right now, things have changed. You have to change the model that's underlying the poll or you're going to be dead wrong. And I think I've looked at them. I think they're wrong. Everyone I've looked at this year, sometimes they publish the information, sometimes they don't. When they publish it, I usually read it and I, you know, note in my head what I think. And what I've seen is they're all wrong. They're all wet.
Interesting. You know, seriously, look at you've always been right. I mean, the one time that we were off, you openly said, "Look, what was it, 18?" When there was a whole different wave of energy that was going on out of nowhere.
Well, it was a two-step. I predicted past 2018. I thought the incumbents would be thrown out and replaced by conservatives that year. Instead, they didn't come out easily. They lost a lot of races because people were mad at the establishment Republicans, the old rhinos, Republicans in name only, who made believe during the election they were conservative and then didn't act conservative enough, didn't support the president. They paid a price. There were about 43 that didn't come back. And that they lost a lot of elections, and a lot of them resigned because they knew the handwriting on the wall. They knew they were going to lose. Now, they've all been essentially erased from the electorate.
Right.
You know, they've been erased. That people got rid of them, they resigned, they retired, or they were beaten because people didn't like them. They were not conservative, and they lied to the American people because they didn't live up to their promises.
You think the new...
So what that meant was that it's going to take two steps to regain the House. So this time around, we're going to see them... return to power, the Republicans, because it's going to be a different set of Republicans.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Conservative Republicans and Trump Republicans.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about that on the other side of the break, because I think...
Sure.
I think Ivanka missed it in her speech with her dad, and I think that Trump has changed the Republican Party dramatically.
He did.
So we're going to hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. Lomero right after this.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 85. You know, I have some of the most observant. I got to tell you, some of you who listen on radio, we're also on video. If you go to the website, therealside.com, we do video in a chat room there as well. I prefer you listen on your local radio station. No, I mean, give them a call. If they don't carry the show, call them. Ask them why they don't carry the show. What's wrong with these people? And if you don't get the answer you want, call me and let me know. Some of you notice, I got an earpiece in, right? So I'm not using the stereotypical big headset, and that thing makes my head itchy anyhow. So I'm using the earpiece, and it's tough because it doesn't always catch the noise properly. It's usually a little bit behind, but when the music comes in, man, you could probably hear it coming out my other ear, so that's why my eyes get crossed and what have you. And somebody said, "You're okay." Yeah, I'm okay. Not a big deal. But thank you for asking. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate the information he gives us. And the information, people, is valuable, all right? I don't bring people on the show that don't have a clue or for entertainment purposes. There's other people going to do that for you. I want to make sure that when you're out and you're talking to people, and you're out there with your buds, even if you got some people on the left, that you can speak to them with real facts and real information. Otherwise, you're no different than the other crew, if you would. Dr. Romero, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. By the way, I like your bumper music, too.
Thank you.
Bumbo Italiano.
My wife used to get up and start dancing around the studio when she was in here.
I almost felt like doing that, too. Oh, that's funny. I almost did start dancing with the music.
I want to go back to the polls and the models here at models here in a second. But, you know, Ivanka came out when she introduced her dad and he accepted the nomination and all that. And she talked about her dad changing D.C. And I disagree with it, but I don't think that's the story. I think the story is how he changed the Republican Party. You know, you look at guys like Cruz and others now. Now they're coming out and they're speaking boldly and they're pushing back on the press like they've never done before. You would have never seen that under a George W. Bush or a John McCain, anything like that, would you?
No, and let me tell you what the difference is, because I've studied it, and that is Trump is a leader. Leaders take bold stands and the people follow if they believe in him, and they do. George W. Bush, and that was a manager. Managers do administrative tasks. They do them well. They administer the system well. Okay, I think George W. Bush was a manager. And I think Donald Trump is a true leader. Remember, in one of my books I said, in 2016, the American people were looking for a General Patton. Nine presidents have been generals before they became president. They wanted somebody who was tough as nails and could deal with what they knew was corruption in Washington and corruption in the media. And boy, they got him, and they love him.
Yep.
Because he's willing to tell off anybody he needs to tell off. And they're not able to do that. They're not in a position to do that. They've got a president who's a fighter, and they want a fighter. And by the way, that's what they're looking for in the debate, too. And Mr. Biden, somebody mentioned, and I think it may be true, he looked like an embalmed body during the debate. He looked kind of dull and mumbling a little bit.
He looked like a wax body, you know, wax museum body.
Yeah, embalmed.
Yeah.
Embalmed, yeah.
That's funny.
Whereas Trump looked like he was ready to take on the world and take on the Chinese, take on Putin, take on Iran. And good grief, if you look at what he's accomplished in his 47 months, we've got a breakthrough in the Middle East. Donald Trump has been nominated for 3 Nobel Peace Prizes.
You don't hear that anywhere, do you?
Imagine that? No.
Nowhere, right?
And by the way, they gave Barack Obama a Peace Prize before he did anything,
before he even stepped into the office. It's such a joke. All right, so let's get back to polls versus models, okay?
Sure.
And again, I people need to understand the difference, so they'll stop believing these polls. And again, I'm hearing the black community, Hispanics, the gay community are now coming up. The numbers are shooting up in support of Donald Trump. The only one that I'm worried about or concerned about to a degree is women. Apparently, he still does not do well with suburban women.
That's not true. They're moving toward him as well.
Okay.
They are. And do you know why they are? Because they are worried that the rioting, the arson, all the violence in the cities is going to spread out to the suburbs. The suburban women want the suburbs to stay peaceful and stay the way they are, relatively livable. They do not want the big city problems spilling out into the suburbs. They are worried that the Democrats in the cities have caused, or certainly empowered, and certainly not stopped, all the violence and anarchy. So they are swinging to Trump because they want to elect a president who's going to help them stay safe.
Just amazing. Very seriously.
It is.
I'm believing, you know, I'm not the guy that just watches the mainstream stuff or the right-wing stuff. I go searching YouTube and other places, and I'm watching the walk away videos that they're putting up. And I don't know if people are noticing this, but these are gay couples. These are lesbian couples. These are people in walks of life that never would have looked at if it wasn't for Donald Trump, they would have never have looked at the Republican Party in any way, shape, manner, or form. And you listen to them, and what they're saying is, I've never seen such a hateful group of people. I've been embraced and brought in by the Republican Party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of them, a lot of blacks say they feel used and they feel stupid that they really believed in the Democrat Party for years. That's got to, I mean, again, I'm not the expert, you are, but when I see 2 million of those, I've got to figure out that's got to go out exponentially to a much larger group.
It's a very large group. Back in 2015, I predicted the end of the Republican Party would happen as a result of the election in 2016, and also the end of the Democratic Party as we know it. The Democratic Party has morphed into a party of left-wing extremists who support Marxism, socialism, and communism. They are outwardly telling us they want socialism, communism, and Marxism, which is totally diametrically opposed to our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and our freedom. You know, they're the ones who are against freedom of speech. They knock everybody down who disagrees with them. They're against you having guns to protect yourself, the Second Amendment. They're against families. They're against religion. They're against marriage. They're against virtually everything, even sexuality. You know, we used to think sexuality was male and female when we grew up. I assume you grew up then, too.
Yeah.
And you know what? Now it's like, oh, are you binary, non-binary, quasi-binary, binary, cis, trans, upside down? You know, they've got 53 different genders in some places, some more than that. That's because the left is against even sexuality. They are so totally confused and so miserable in their weird philosophy, because none of them are happy. They can't take a joke. They don't laugh at themselves. They don't laugh at anything. Although Biden, I might say, laughed at Trump the whole debate, which I thought was also inappropriate, unprofessional, and unpresidential.
Oh, if Trump had smirked like that at him, they would have tore him up. But let me ask you, okay, let's get to the SCOTUS nominee. And I don't care about the time frames and all that, because they're just having a little fit. But the Democrats coming against her, I mean, I've been saying this all week on the show. This is a nightmare for them. This is a successful woman who has a large family, takes care of her family well, has a diverse family, has a special needs child. How do they come after her? Well, they came out against her religious beliefs at first, but they realized, oh, my God, they've already hurt themselves with her, haven't they?
Oh, gosh, yes. But you know what? The more they attack her, the more votes they lose for Biden. That's really exactly what's happening. The more they attack this nice lady, because everybody can tell she's about, you know, as good as it gets.
Yep.
She's a Girl Scout, so to speak. You know, she's just... really nice lady.
She belongs
with a nice
to that
family with
weird even, Catholic group, and you know that cult. You know, I mean, seriously, they really go stupid.
You know what? Diane Feinstein criticized one judge because he's a member of the Knights of Columbus. And
I
what
know.
Do they do? They hold bingos and do stuff like that. I mean, they're against anybody who's they're against religion. Don't forget, socialism is based in atheism. They were against Christianity, they're against Judeo or Jewish faith.
Oh, yeah.
They're against any religion.
Yeah.
And it's because they think government is the God. And they can do things better than God. You know, they promise you utopia on earth, whereas all the religions promise you utopia, heaven, when you die if you've been a good person. They tell you, you give up your freedom, let us run everything, and you will have utopia. But you know what you get? You get Venezuela, you get North Korea, you get poverty, you get the people who are tortured and thrown into prison, killed, and you get things like starvation. Socialism is a disaster. And I wrote the book because I thought an awful lot of high school, college kids, and even adults don't really know how bad socialism is.
No,
this
you're
book
exactly
is for
right.
anybody who thinks socialism is even remotely good. I put together, I think, the best book for arguing against socialism that's out there. And by the way, my book, Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom, I wrote a number of years ago, probably the best book on freedom ever written.
Well,
read that compared to socialism.
I like all your books. I've heard nothing but good stuff about my listeners that have purchased your books. And we got to get rolling. We're up against the time. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Dr. Lamero. I really do enjoy our time together.
You bet. I love it.
Joe Messina, your host. You know, a lot coming up tomorrow. So remember, we're here all week. I want you here all week with me. Don't do anything stupid. Come on back. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.